tonight is Monday night, November the 4th, or Bet Kislev. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, Amud Beis, Nun Dalet, Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabotai. We're on the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel, Amud Beis, where the Gemara is trying to relate to the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Let's just quickly reread the Gemara and then proceed a couple of more lines in the Gemara and open it up for several issues of machlokes. The Mishnah had said that there is no less than 21 sounds of the chatzotros, no more than 48. Masnisin deloy ki Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hapoches lo yifchos misheva, the minimum is 7, Vahamosif lo yosef al sheshesrei, and the maximum is 16. So obviously our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, B'maykum miflagi. What exactly is the nature of the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Tkia, Trua, Tkia, Achasi. Rabbi Yehuda says that the three notes of Tkia, Trua, Tkia is one. The Rabbanon Savre, Tkia Lechud, Trua Lechud. Hence, it's 7 times 3 is 21, 16 times 3 is 48. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that the Tkia and the Trua are considered one unit? Amar Kra, Uskatem, Tirua, you shall blow a trua. So it's verb. He says it's really one and the same. The Rabbanan, and that the Rabbanan's response is that phrase is only to teach me a halacha, hahu lepshuto lefonei olach rehoda. It's to teach me that the tkia has to surround the trua with a tkia before and a trua after. Rabbanan, my tamayu, dichsiv uvahakiles hakahol tiskau velo sariu. When they gathered the people in the desert, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to blow a tkia and not a trua. The isal tadaitach tkia trua achasi. And if you wanted to say they are what? One unit, tkia and trua is always one. Amar Rachmana palga de mitzvah avid upalga loyavid. Would the Torah ever suggest that you do half a mitzvah? You only do the tkia and not the trua? They are both one and the same. Why would you ever do something like that? Rabbi Yehuda, tahu l'simana ba'al mahuda asa. He says that the reason why you're blowing just a tkia there is not because you're doing half a mitzvah, because no mitzvah is taking place. All you're doing is what? Assembling people. And that in itself has no significance. Assembly has no significance. Hence the type of note that is blown in association with nothing but a mere assembly is of no consequence, and as a result you can just blow a tekiah. But it's not that you're doing half a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, V'Rabbanan, Simanahu, but Virachmana Shavya Mitzvah. You can say what? It's only a Siman, but does the Torah tell you to blow it? Uskatem, does the Torah tell you Tiskeu Velo Tariu? So what's going on here? What's going on here? Fine.
Is that a question of Rabbi Yehuda?
This is a question of Rabbi Yehuda. So we now analyze, we began to analyze this last week. And I have a couple of ha'arot before we continue with the primary thing for tonight. The Gemara raised the question as to whether it is possible to entertain the notion whether or not palga the mitzvah ovid, palga the mitzvah lo ovid. Is it possible to entertain the possibility that maybe we should observe what? Part of the mitzvah. That was this challenge. You mean to tell me the Torah would tell you to do part of a mitzvah, not an entire mitzvah? So the overall topic of this particular issue is what's called the issue of chatzishir. So I just wanted to say one word about Chatzi Shir, because it's discussed at great length by Achronim in relationship to this suggestion of the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses the following situation. On Yom HaKippurim, is one permitted to eat less than the prohibited shiur, which will violate the Isur of Inui on Yom Kippur? Chatzi shir, asur min ha-toira or not? So it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, chatzi shir, asur min ha-toira. Excuse me, mutter min ha-toira. You're allowed, midda oraisa, to violate any biblical prohibition with less than the shiur. So on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to eat less than the size of a date, koseves. You're allowed to eat less than a kezias of a beef burger in a McDonald's, a Big Mac. As long as it's less than a kezias, midda oraisa, no iser whatsoever. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's asa midda oraisa. But there are two explanations why it's asa midda oraisa. One is based on a pasuk. The Torah writes in Parshas Tzav, Kol chelev lo sochelev. Kol chelev lo sochelev. Ask the Gemara. Had the word kol not been written, what would the Torah write? V'chelev lo sochelev. So any Tom, Dick, Harry, and Sam will know you're not allowed to eat any chelev. What do I need the word kol? Answers the Gemara to teach me that chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah. Chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah. Because based on the word lo sochelu, I would operate with the notion that ein achila pachas mekazayis. Every time the Torah uses the phrase achila, it always denotes the measurement of a kazayis. Now comes the word kol chelev lo sochelu. Even if it's less than a kazayis, mido oraisa, you're not allowed to eat it, except that there is no onesh until you eat a kazayis. That's one possible explanation. Explanation number two, why chatzi shir is asa midoraisa, mishum dechazi le'itz tarufe. Because when you eat less than a kezayis, you can eat nachashtikl, and then you'll eat a kezayis. Right? As long as it's within a pechilas pras. Let's assume kezayis pechilas pras is 9 minutes. Right? Many days. Let's assume it's 9 minutes. So in order to violate any biblical prohibition of eating, it has to be done within a certain amount of time. Because if you'll eat a half a kezayis today and a half a kezayis in 6 weeks, you're not going to violate the iser of eating and get malchus. In order to administer punishment, every aveira has to be done within a certain time frame. That's called kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So it's about 9 minutes. So if I eat a Big Mac at 9 o'clock, and 9:03, I need another half a kezayis. I'll have eaten the kezayis. So the reason why it's asa midoraisa is because potentially it could lead to the full violation, not based on a pasuk of kol chelev. The difference between the two explanations is how we look at the isur of chatzi shir. This is a chakira floating around in the air pollution in every single Beis Medrash. How do we look at Chatzi Shir? Alternative A. Chatzi Shir is really the Isur which you're eating. So if I eat a Chatzi Shir of a Big Mac, what will HaKadosh Baruch Hu write down on my record book? I ate a Chatzi Kezayis of Nevela. Let's assume a Big Mac, the problem is that it's Nevela. It hasn't been shechted properly. So I ate half a kezayis of nevela. Right? That's what chatzi shir is. Or you can say no. In order to violate the law of nevela, I have to eat a kezayis. But when you eat a chatzi shir, what do you violate? An isur called chatzi shir. Every time I violate an isur chatzi shir, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu write in my mind? I violate the law of Kol Chelev. Kol Chelev teaches me that every chatzi shir of every Dover HaAsur is Asur Mid Oraisa. So if I eat a half a kizayis of chametz on Pesach, according to side A, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing down in my record book? I ate a half a kizayis of chametz. If I hold side B is correct, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing down in my book? I didn't eat chametz. I ate a chatzi shir. I violated the isur of chatzi shir. Those are the two alternatives. Those are the two alternatives. Yes?
I'm trying to understand, with the proof of Kol Chela, how do they explain why that refers then to any chatzi shir for anything? Why did they say it's only on Chela?
They could have, but they chose not to. You're right, they could have. They're saying this is now the source of all chatzi shir asam in HaTorah. That's Rabbi Yochanan, that's what the Gemara suggests. It could have been only for Chela. But then you'd ask a question, why is Chelev different than anything else? Why is the Torah only prohibiting a half a kezayis of Chelev, but a half a kezayis of Chametz is okay?
You often see with different things that are us or not us, that they change it, like Truma and Maaser Sheni, whether it's Tameh or Tahor, who can eat it, who can burn it, and what.
Right, but here, I understand. But here you have things which are, well, won't be the uniqueness of Chelev. Why only Chelev you can't eat a half a kezayis? Okay, you might, I'm not saying it's wrong, but the Gemara doesn't say it. So now, so here, for example, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, believed that side B of the coin is 100% correct. And here was the test case which he gave a psak halacha in a shul on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. The halacha is that if you're eating on Yom Kippur, everyone says you're allowed to get an aliyah for Shacharis. Everyone says you're allowed to get an aliyah for Shacharis if you eat on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Kriyas HaTorah of Shacharis of Yom Kippur is driven not only because Yom Kippur is a fast day, because it's Yontif. And whether I choose to observe that particular Yontif in full, it's still Yontif for me. Hence, no doubt I can get an aliyah. The famous debate is, can I get maftiyoyne for mincha? I'm the president of the shul, I'm a mechal Shabbos b'fahasya, but I want my maftiyoyne. I want my maftiyoyne. Right? I'm not going to name the shul, but I used to daven in the shul. My uncle was the rabbi of the shul, my father was the gabbai, so I got a chance to daven very early in life. And the president of the shul came to shul, he was the terrible batfil, I'm davening Shacharis on Yom Kippur. He says, but I'm wearing shoes. Didn't want to wear sneakers. And he's going to tell me you can't daven. My uncle said he'd be fired. He didn't want to do it. And the guy, so what I did was, my brother and I, we were little kids, we hid his shoes. We hid them. Took them away. It's not we forced him to, he was coming wearing shoes.
Whose idea was that? To hide the shoes?
So, to hide them.
Whose idea was it? You or your brother? I'm
not sure. So he was going to wear shoes. That's it. He says he can't daven when he's wearing sneakers. It's hard for him to stand. So you can have so Shacharis, he can get mafta. No problem. But mafta yayna, we don't read normally a haftarah by mincha on Shabbos. When is the only time you have a haftarah by mincha? On the Tainis Tzibur. Times. So the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur emerges from the fast component of the day. So to Mincha, you can't get an Aliyah. Can't get an Aliyah. So there was this person who, it wasn't fair, the doctor told me he should eat Chatzishir. And he was scheduled to get an Aliyah on Yom Kippur to Mincha. And Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik said he can get the Aliyah on Yom Kippur. Why? Because he didn't violate the Isur of eating on Yom Kippur because he ate less than a Chatzi Shir. What did he do? He violated the Isur of Chatzi Shir. So for violating the Isur of Chatzi Shir, you're still fasting on Yom Kippur. And hence, you can get Aliyah for Mincha as well. Get Aliyah for Mincha. And so based on that, he felt that the difference, one of the major differences between what and what, between side A and side B, is to whether or not there is chatzi shir by mitzvah saseh. is there, can you speak of halachic significance to a person who performs chatzi shir? Here is the case. On Pesach, I only have a half a kizayis of matzah. That's it. I don't have anything else. Should I eat that half a kizayis or not? I'm not saying, yeah, of course you can. Should I eat it? Is there a mitzvah upon me to eat it? If you say that chatzi shir applies to mitzvot, why does chatzi shir apply to a lav? Because chazil it's tarufe, chazil it's tarufe, then it should apply to mitzvot as well. Because at 9 o'clock I can eat a half a kezias of matzah, and then suddenly through the door 5 minutes later, what happens? Somebody else brings me another. Eliyahu HaNavi walks in the door, brings me another half a kezias of matzah. And I will have eaten the full kezias. So then there will be some justification for having eaten. I would encourage person to engage in the spiritual act of eating a half a kezias, because there exists the potential that it will lead to a kiyum mitzvah.
Kiyum, just eating that.
Right, but no. But then you will be granted, just like there's a lav for eating a chatzi kezayis, because potentially it could lead to what? There is a kiyum mitzvah by doing a half a mitzvah. That's the halach of chatzi shir.
Even by kol.
What?
Why is it no kiyum by kol?
By where? What do you mean?
The other side. So the other side is no better.
Correct.
Why not?
Because we'd say it's halach and isurim, not in mitzvos.
Make a bracha.
You make a bracha.
What?
You don't make.
Oh, there's a debate in Achronim whether you should make a bracha or not. 100%. There is a debate about that. If I should assume that there is legitimacy to chatzi shir for a mitzvah, should I even make a bracha? It's a good question. It's a very good question. The bottom line is we don't. Okay? But the question now is there any significance to this or not? And here is the question by Arba Minim. I told you last week, we said this many times during the third parak, that the Bahag says you can be Mekayim Mitz one at a time. Good. I only have a lulav. I don't have an esrog yet. Should I pick up the lulav or not? The answer is yes. Why? Because in 2 hours from now, what happens? Somebody will give me an esrog. I can pick up the esrog. So there was spiritual meaning to my picking up the lulav. But if you believe that the nature of the Easter of Chatzi Shir by a lav is Xeris HaKosov, Kol Chaylev, so then you can decide, it applies to Isurim, you don't have that right necessarily to transfer it to a mitzvah. So this idea of Palga, the mitzvah of it, will apply here as well in relationship to what? And the question is asked in Shulchan Aruch. Somebody only knows how to blow a tekiah. He just can't get the lousy true out of his mouth. He can't. Should he blow tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah or not? Should he blow tekiyah? Is there any significance? Again, it's the debate of chatzi shir. And as to whether or not chatzi shir is effective by a mitzvah, probably depends on what the origin of chatzi shir is by Yisurim. Yeah?
According to the opinion that it's this chazir, it's drufe, and that you're being, it's a separate lav of chatzi shir.
Uh-huh.
What's the mechanism that I'm eating a chatzi shir, and then 5 minutes later, I eat another chatzi shir. So I won't. So for step one, I'm over a lav of chatzi shir. And then all of a sudden, magically, I'm over a lav of nevela. I mean, how does that work?
Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed. No, what you want to know what's going to happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wait till the 9 minutes are up. If the 9 minutes are up and you didn't eat another chatzi kezayis, he writes down, you violated kol chaylev. If within the 9 minutes you ate the other half, now it's a you violated lav and vela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plenty of time.
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
But the chatzi shir thing, it morphs into.
No, it'll wait. It's totally vayimei. It's suspended in animation, waiting to see what you're going to do. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand the customs of Bahakel and Kalatis to the Vosari. Where were they? What was going on there? What was the context?
Context is the Jews are standing in the desert, and when he wants to gather them to give them information, he wants to talk about the jet game yesterday. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to talk to everybody about the jet game. So how does he get them assembled? He blows the tekiah and he doesn't blow a truah.
This was Hashem saying this, or this was
right? Yes, he's a Moshe Rabbeinu's Hakadosh Baruch instructions. Tomorrow, these are the signals he's supposed to use.
That's why this game is unique.
I don't understand the question though. But it's Hashem. He can tell Moshe whatever he wants to do, command to do. What's this that he's only giving me half a mitzvah? He can define whatever he wants to define it. I don't understand it. It seems like a weird question.
He's the way we're looking. So you can do that about the whole Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do this. So why are we analyzing it in terms of halachic categories?
Well, no, I'm just saying in terms of just this one.
Because this is the mitzvah Chatzoitzros. It applies Lidoros. It's not only those cases there. We used, those were the three times that they used the Chatzoitzros there. And we're going to use them in our occasions, in our Mishnah, when we blow the Chatzotzros. Yeah.
Chatzishir by Naseh, you don't have a Baal Tigra problem?
A Baal Tigra? It's an interesting question. Interesting question. If you can do it in sequence, you don't. That would be the difference.
I understand, but there's a risk.
That's a question. That's a question. Would you say that there is, should you put on a pair of tefillin with only two parshiot? No, that's Baal Tigra. So if a mitzvah can be done in sequence, then I would agree with you. If a mitzvah can't be done in sequence, has to be done one at a time, then there's no chatzishir. Then you're going to violate Baal Tigra. It's a good point. Yeah. Okay. I'm again fighter. So now the Gemara says a very interesting question. Kiman Azla Ha the Amar Rav Kahana. Who will be the author? Either Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim to understand the statement made of Rav Kahana. What did Rav Kahana say? Ein bein tkiya l'trua v'lo klum. Ein bein trua l'tkiya v'lo klum. Okay? Rabotai, there are two possible interpretations on the floor. What might they be? What is ein So we'll read Rashi. Rashi and Tosfos take one position. The Ritva takes a second perspective. Let's read the last Rashi on the page. V'lo klum. Lo haya mafsik binatayim. Elo kedei nishima. Namely, Rav Kahana says that when you blow a tkiya and a trua sound, there shall be no delay. Other than what? Taking a breath. You take one breath, you blow the tekiah, you take a breath, and then you blow the trua. Aside from that, no delay whatsoever. That's how Rashi and Tosfos interpret Rav Kahana's statement. The Ritva, and I'll show it inside in a second, believes that when Rav Kahana said v'loy klum, he means v'loy klum literally. What does v'loy klum mean? Zero interruption. Not even what? Not even a breath. That the tkiya and the trua should be blown b'neshima achas, in one breath. So learns the Ritva. So the Gemara wants to know who might, either Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim, who might fit in well with Rav Kahana's statement that there can be no interruption, either no long interrupt, or maybe even not even a breath. According, who might be the author of that opinion? Answers the Gemara, Kiman, Rabbi Yehuda. Who would seem to support this opinion? Of course, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because what did Rabbi Yehuda say about the key and the trua? Chada. They're one mitzvah. So if there's one mitzvah, there should be nothing, either nothing at all, or at best, an Ashima word. Says the Gemara, no. Mahu de Sema, I could have imagined. Mahu de Sema, I feel the Kirabana. I could possibly imagine that this statement is to be framed even according to the Rabbana. Ula afuye midirab Yoichanan. And to eliminate the possibility that the halacha is like Rabbi Yoichanan. What did Rabbi Yoichanan say? The Omar, in relationship to Rosh Hashanah, Shama Teisha Tkios B'Teisha Shos Bayoim Yatza. That if I hear nine sounds mid the Oraisa in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tkiyah Shoyf, everybody knows this, the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis Rosh Hashanah, all you need is nine sounds. Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah, three times. Once for Malchios, once for Zichronos, once for Shofros. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if I blow a Tekiah at 9 o'clock, a Truah at 10 o'clock, and then a Tekiah at 11, and go through 9 different hours, hear 9 sounds, 1 sound an hour, you are Yotzei to Mitzvah. So I could have imagined that Rav Kahana is saying halacha that the Tekiah, the Truah, v'loy klum is to say, even the Chachamim agree that you should have v'loy klum. So what do I need the Chacham to tell me the v'loy klum? Because maybe Rabbi Yochanan is right. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malon. No, Rabbi Yochanan, so much of a delay we're not going to tolerate. So much of a full hour between the Tekiah and the Truah we're not going to tolerate. But 5 seconds, 8 seconds, we will tolerate. Kamash Malon, therefore, says Rav Kahana, that there shouldn't even be that much of a delay, even according to the Chachamim. Ask the Gemara, Ve'em Hachanami, maybe indeed, what? Maybe indeed, this Rav Kahana statement should be read just the way we suggested, according to the Rabbanan. That's coming to preclude whose opinion? Rabbi Yochanan. But some type of gap between the Tekiah and the Truah is permissible, as long as it's not an hour's worth. But some type of a gap is permissible. Answers the Gemara, no, it can't be. Im kain, my v'loy klum. Why would Rav Kahana have to formulate his statement as v'loy klum? Nothing. If he only meant to what? To preclude Rabbi Yochanan that it's nine sounds in 9 hours, he wouldn't have to go so excited and say, v'loy klum, don't blow anything, nothing in between. If it's nothing in between, it means nothing in between. Who will insist that it's absolutely nothing in between? Only Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda. So let's explain now the machloikas between Rashi and the Ritva. So first of all, take a look at the Ritva on page number 1. Ve'ema hachanami. The Gemara asked the question, let this statement, Rav Kahana, be operative even according to the Rabbanan. Answered the Gemara, no. In kein, my v'loy klum. Pirish, de'il afuke mid Rabbi Yochanan amar. If this statement is only to what? To exclude and preclude Rabbi Yochanan. Hare eino chayiv le'amram b'neshima achas. You would not have to what? You'd not have to what? Blow them in one breath. If that was the only intention of Rabbi Yochanan, you certainly would not have to what? Blow them in one breath. If that was the only intention. So now that I know that Rabbi Yochanan's out of the picture, because what does the Gemara, what phrase did Rabbi Yochanan, what phrase did Rav Kahana use? V'loy klum. And Rabbi Yochanan's not in the picture. So now what does Rabbi Yehuda left with? What is Rabbi Yehuda left with? That they have to be blown b'neshima achas. Had I agreed with Rabbi Yochanan, I could say it doesn't have to be b'neshima achas. But now that I disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, the Truah and the Tekiah have to be blown b'neshima achas according to the Ritva l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So let's explain what the machloikas is. The Ritva is simple. That since the notes of Tekiah and Truah are chada mitzvah, the way you demonstrate that they are one mitzvah is by blowing them b'neshima achas. That's it. Don't even take a breath. Rashi and Tosfos don't disagree that in the Kiyum HaMitzvah that there's only one mitzvah. No, no doubt. But each note is called a different note. It's called a Tekiah, and the other one is called a Truah. And in order to highlight and demonstrate that is indeed two separate notes, in the Ma'aseh blowing, what do you do to demonstrate that it's two separate notes? What do? You make a pause by taking a breath in between. So both of them agree. So the Ritva says that I want to demonstrate to such an extent that the Tekiah and the Truah are chada mitzvah, that not only in the Kiyuma, in the fulfillment is it to be considered one mitzvah, but in the Maisa as well, there shall be nothing, even a breath, to indicate that there is any difference between the two. Because if I were to take a breath, according to the Ritva, it would generate the impression that they are two unrelated sounds. Therefore, in order to demonstrate that they are one unit, it's a package unit, I can't even take a breath. Rashi and Tosfos say no, that it's not, we'll read the Tosfos in a minute, where Rashi and Tosfos say, no, Neshima Achas is okay. Because in the Maisa Tkia, you have to differentiate between the two sounds. Even though ultimately it's one mitzvah, but I want to emphasize that a Tkia is a sound and a Tru is a sound. Does anybody have to know another machloikis where this machloikis is articulated again? Every Rosh Hashanah we have this issue? And it's not with the Tkia and the Trua?
Shvarim and
Trua. Shvarim Trua. Correct. So take a look at the sheet. Take a look at the sheet. It is page number 2. What? We'll see what the Rama says. Yeah. We don't listen to the Rama. Says the Mechaber. Gimel Shvarim Sorich La'asosim B'Neshima Achas. The three Shvarims that we blow have to be done B'Neshima Achas. Abel Gimel Shvarim Utrua D'Tashrat Yeshomim She'eno Tzorich La'asosim B'Neshima Achas. Between the Trua and the Shvarim, the three Shvarims and the nine Truas, some say it should not be in one breath, but you should have two breaths. Vahu shelo yisheh bo behafsaka yoseh b'kidei neshima. There shouldn't be a longer break than what? Than at least one breath. That's the maximum. V'yesh omrim shetzorach la'asosam b'neshima achas. And others say that what? Shvarim teruah should be done with the Baal Tokeh should not take a breath. After he blows his three Shvarims, he should blow the nine Truas right away. V'yirei shamayim yetze yidu kulam. And a God-fearing individual should fulfill both opinions. How? U'betkiyas demiyushav yasa b'neshima achas u'betkiyas demu'umad yasa b'beiz neshimos. Tkiyas demiyushav, he should blow one sound, one breath, and tkiyas demu'umad over Shemon Esrei, he should blow it two breaths. Says the Rama, ha'miniga poshut lasas hakol b'beiz neshimos v'ein l'shanos. The minig is that you should always blow two, always, Shvarim the Trua should always be two separate, two, a breath in between, and you should never change it. Of course, Reb Chaim said, don't listen to the Rama, and the Rav said, don't listen to the Rama, and we adopt the Mechaber's position, where we tell the Baal Tokeah, blow some B'Neshima Achas, some with Shtei Neshimos, that's Klal Yisrael.
But everyone breaks between Tekiah and Shvarim. I mean,
correct. Now, what is the Machloikis here? It's the same machloikas. Whether it should be blown by Neshima Achas or Shtei Neshimas, it's the same machloikas. Everyone agrees that the Shvarim Trua combination really represents one note. The Trua. Everybody acknowledges. Because the Trua has three possibilities. It's just the Shvarim, just the Trua, or the combination of both. But everybody knows that the combination really represents when the Baal Tekeh is really Trua, that's what the Torah doesn't know of Shvarims. The Torah only tells you to blow Tekiah or Trua. That's it. So according to the first opinion, who says that what? Who first said that you should say that it should be in two Truas, in two breaths. He acknowledges that the Shvarim and the Trua are one unit. But in order to distinguish that it's actually two separate notes, one is a Shvarim, the other is a Trua, how do you demonstrate that? By taking a breath. The second opinion by the Mechaber says, no, this is one complete unit. It's called Shvarim Trua. So if it's called Shvarim Trua, deliberately do not take a breath in between and blow them in one breath. Because even in the Ma'aseh, even though it's certainly going to be called representing the one note of the Trua which the Torah demands, this note is a combination, this sounding, this expression is the combination of Shvarim Trua. Hence, don't take a breath.
The language Ve'eino Tzorech is not
It's actually a preferred...
An option. It says, Eino Tzarech.
So
you don't have
it's an option, so then, it's interesting that they would say to do both. If it's answered, you would certainly be Yotze according to both.
That's an interesting opinion. Question. Why would the Mechaber tell you to be Yotze if he didn't really forcefully push the first one? Just Eino Tzarech. Yeah, that's a good question. Don't know. That's a good question. So that same Machloik is there... happens to be very similar machloikis.
You mean machloikis Ritva and Rashi Tosis?
Correct. Is the same machloikis there. That's correct. The same machloikis that we have here about the Tki and the Trua is the machloikis which we've carried over for the Shvarim Trua on Rosh Hashanah. Shvarim Trua on Rosh Hashanah. And in effect, the machloikis between Rabbanan and the, would be applicable also. How do we paskin? We paskin like the Rabbanan, that they are separate notes. We tell the Baal Tokeya is never told that he has to blow the Tkiya and the Shvarim in the what? In one note. He can always take a breath, Tkiya, take a breath, then Shvarim. 100%. No doubt.
Isn't the function of, by the other calls, you're blowing the calls, you have Tkiya in the front, Tkiya afterwards, as opposed to when you say Shvarim Tkiya as one note?
Yeah, but right, that is true. But how to? There's no doubt. But here, it is before and after. But is it one unit or not? It is before and after. It's tkiya true or tkiya. It's before and after. But is it one note or two notes? Is the tkiya the true or one note, one unit or two separate units? That's what they're debating. So that's right. Now the Gemara. That's point number one. Point number two is the Gemara had said previously that according to the Rabbanan, what do we learn out from the phrase Uskatem Trua? What did the Gemara answer? You just said it, Marvin. What? That you require a Tkiya Lefaneha and a Tkiya La'achreha. Tkiya Lefaneha and Tkiya La'achreha. So now I'm going to ask the next question. On Rosh Hashanah, or during these times, when you blow a tkiya and a trua, what is the tkiya? Is the tkiya part of the essence of the mitzvah? Or is the real essence of the mitzvah only the trua, but there is a halacha that what? That the trua has to be preceded and followed with a tkiya. But the mahut of the mitzvah is only the trua. That's a question debated. Take a look at the Rambam, page number 3. The Holy Rambam, page number 3. The Rambam formulates his halacha very carefully. B'mitzvas asei shel Torah lishmoa teruas hashoifer b'Rosh Hashanah shene emar yom tur yelechem. Why did the Rambam have to say Lishmoa Teruas HaShoifer? It's Lishmoa HaShoifer, Rosh Hashanah. So the Rav Chaim says that this is designed to tell you that according to the Rambam, the Ikar sound is always the Trua. The function of a Tekiya is to demonstrate the foil, the contrast. You want to know what a Trua is? How do you appreciate what a true is? By having a tkiya lefanel and a tkiya l'achrel. So the words which he used were that the tkiya is the hechsher, the preparation for what? For the trua. The preparation. It enables you to zero in on the trua because you've heard the distinction between the tkiya and the trua. Between the trua and the trua. This is actually a debate. Take a look at the next sheet. It's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, about a bizarre case. Bizarre case. The Gemara says, it's line, the first line, look at the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi. Shama teisha tekiyos b'teisha shows b'yom yatsa. So the Braisa here is supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amoraic sage, is now supported by a brisa that if you hear 9 sounds over 9 hours, you are yotzei the mitzvah of shofar. Mites b'nei Adam ke'echad lo yatsa. Mites b'nei Adam ke'echad lo yatsa. So let's look at Tosfos. Kach kasu b'svarim. This is the way it's printed in the book. This is the way the text reads in my manuscript. V'hikshe b'kludris. And Rashi asks the question, am I lo yotze? Why can't you be yotze if you'll hear all 9 sounds, you'll have 9 different bali tekiah. One will blow a tekiah, the next one will blow a truah, the next one will blow a tekiah. We'll get through tekiah shofar very quickly. So they'll have 100 bali tekiah, they'll blow 100 sounds all at the same time. Why can't you be yotze? Ho asikno le'el, we've come to the conclusion previously, detray kole mitre gavre mishtame, that 2 different sounds from 2 different people you can concentrate on, especially if it's what? Something unusual. Unusual. Like what? No, but where's the primary example? Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara Megillah discusses the situation, can you have 2 Bali Kriya at the same time? So the Gemara says that for Kriya Satori you can't. Because you can't concentrate Trei Kolei Lo Mishtami. But for Kriya HaMegillah you can. Why? Because there's excitement in the air. It's Purim. You can hear the story even if multiple voices. So whenever there's a special occasion, we can even pay attention with multiple voices from different people. So ask Tosfos, why can't you have Tekiah Shofar to a Tekiah and so on?
Is multiple simultaneous or multiple sequential?
Simultaneous. Ta, 9 people blew a shofar at the exact same time. Simultaneous.
Different
calls. One blew a tekiah, next guy blew a tekiah, next guy. You have to have 9 sounds.
All at the same time.
I
missed that
part. Says Sotoiso Rashi, based on his question, changes the girsa. That's what Tosfos says. Upiresh. To Garcina b'Tosefta, Mitisha b'nei Adam ke'echad yatsa. Very nice. The Brisa which he had said lo yatsa. Rashi asked the question, makes no sense. So what did he do? Change the girsa. Very simple. Change the girsa. What's the problem? That's all. V'nira l'kayim girsas hasvarim. Mitisha b'nei Adam ke'echad lo yatsa. Why? Mishum de ein kan betrua pshuta lefonea u pshuta lachreha. Says Tosfos, if they're going to be blown at the same time, that means there's no tekiah lefonea, no tekiah lachreha. So what's the debate between Rashi and Tosfos? According to Rashi, he changed the girsa and said that if you hear 9 sounds with 9 different bali tekiah at the same time, you're the yotzei the mitzvah. And according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So what's happening? Rashi Arami believes that a tekiah is just as valid as a sound as what?
The true.
As the true is. There are 2 different valid sounds, 2 different mitzvos that have to be sounded. There is the sound called a tekiah and a sound called a true. Well, if psychologically we believe that one is capable of what? Of hearing the true and the key at the same time, well, I heard the key and the true, wound up hearing 6 tekiyos and 3 truas at the exact same time. Nothing wrong with that. Tosfos obviously believes that no, there is only 1 real sound of a mitzvah. What is that real sound? The trua. So why do we blow through a tekiah? Because the tekiah has to be lifaneha ula achreha in order to distinguish and focus on that truah. Simultaneity does not allow you to highlight that truah, and hence Tosfos learns lo yatsa under those circumstances and maintains the original text. Yes.
Klutz kasha, but don't ask.
There are no klutz kasha.
So let's say you have, I don't know what the numbers are, whatever the math is, but you have a bunch of guys going to Kia all at the same time, 40 of them, and then you got your 30 guys doing the truah all at the same time, and you got your 40 guys doing tekiah.
Right.
So you get your 100 kolos, but you do it sequentially. Tosos would say that'd be okay?
Yes. According to Tosos, he would.
So you wouldn't be able to all at the same time, but you can do your 40.
Each tekiah. Unit, all the tekiahs at the same time, all, according to Tosos, that should work. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you distinguish one tekiah from the other if they're all at the same time?
That's a good question. I don't know. You can't. It's a little hard. I grant you, it's a little hard. But I'm just showing you that this machloikis in Rosh Hashanah seems to illustrate this very principle, whether the tekiah, and which is the same machloikis here, whether it requires a neshima or not, is part of the same debate. How do we look at the relationship between the tekiah and the truah?
Well, why?
Yeah.
The bracha that we make. So if we, according to those, where the truah is the essence of the mitzvah, why would the bracha be lishmor truah shofar? Or
okay, it would have been a good question. That's good.
The
Rambam
of the bracha is
lishmor kol shofar, right? But you'll see from the bracha of shofros, you say shomea truah kol truas amo yisrael barachamim, right? Ki ato shomea kol truah umazin kol shomea kol shofar umazin truah vein do melach. The Gemara would support that notion. The bracha, because it says the text of the bracha, Shomea not truas ama Yisrael barachamim. Yeah. So that's that. Let's take a look now at the Tosfos on the top of the page in Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos raises another issue about this suggestion of the Gemara. The Gemara had said that perhaps Rav Kahana is not to be interpreted exclusively according to Rabbi Yehuda v'loy klum, but even according to the Rabbanan. And the purpose of Rabbanan agreeing with Rav Kahana would be to eliminate Rabbi Yochanan. Says Tosfos, "V'ein bein de ka'omar shelo yafsik bein ze lo ze hafsaka meruba kidei ligmar shloshtan kidei Rabbi Avohu." Say, what now is Rav Kahana's statement? What are the limitations, according to Rav Kahana, should the author have been the Rabbana, the Chacham? Namely, what does Rav Kahana say? What does the words of Rav Kahana say? Ein ben tkia l'trua v'loi klum. And what does the v'loi klum come to exclude? Rabbi Yochanan. That is not of an hour.
A long break.
Well, so Tosfos is asking, how much is a long break? Is it 52 minutes? What's a long break? I know an hour is no good, because Shama Teisha Tkias Batanja, that's no good. Well, what constitutes a long break, and what constitutes a tolerable break?
Something between the Shema and.
So Tosfos, somewhere between the Shema and an hour. How much is that? That's a long gap. That's what Tosfos is trying to figure out. The Ein Bein, the Ka'omar, the fact that there should be nothing, Ein Bein Tekiah L'Trua, what does it mean? Shelo Yafsik Bein Zeh Lo Zeh Hafsaka Meruba. How much is Hafsaka Meruba? Kidei Ligmar Shloshtan. Kidei Rabbi Avohu. As a statement Rabbi Avohu makes, and as Tosfos will say at the end, this is the criteria applied in many mitzvos. The Amar Rabbi Avohu, B'Shili Rosh Hashanah, Shaha, Kidei Ligmar Eskula, Chozer L'Rosh, Ula afuke midi Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Shama Teisha Tkias Bateisha Shos Bayom Yatsa. The Shah Kidei Ligmar Eskulan Eino Chozer L'Rosh. Namely as follows. We find quite frequently this particular criteria, that whenever you have a mitzvah that is done in stages, the amount of gap between part A and part B is, if the amount of the gap is less than the time it would have taken you, what, to complete the whole thing, then the two items are mitzaref. But if the gap between activity A and activity B is so wide that I could have done the gap, I could have completed the entire mitzvah during this gap, then we consider the two gaps, the two time periods, as two separate activities, and they are not mitzaref. So therefore, how long should it take you to blow 9 sounds?
How long should take you by yourself? For argument's sake. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, whatever it is. So now, the Rabbanan are saying as follows. I allow you to take a Neshima Achas, and I allow you to have up to 4 second break. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan allowed you to have up to an hour break, because he obviously denies the halacha of Shaha Ligmaris Kula in relationship to what? To Kiyas Shayf. He denies it. So Taisa says, I've given you an objective criteria, how much of a gap beyond the Neshima we will tolerate if we are to disagree with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion.
This is all mitzvahs, when Rav Kahana's Braisa according to the Rabbanan. We know this already. We know this from the mitzvah. Every mitzvah they'd argue with Rav Yochanan. I don't need a special.
Okay, so then you would say is that even Rav Kahana wants you to take one breath.
He wants you to take a minimum.
That's what Rashi and Taisa say. A minimum of one breath. That may be what's right. As opposed to the reverse is do not break.
So you have to take the breath.
That's correct. Maybe that's what he has in mind. So let's keep reading. Kamashmalam dafka l'Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar Rav Kahana mishum de tkiya trua tkiya kula achasi. So now what is the Gemara? The Gemara answers and says no. According to the Gemara says no. What is the conclusion? Who is Rav Kahana to be adopted? Only according to whom? Only according to whom? According to Rabbi Yehuda. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Kamashmalam of the Gemara. Va'afsilu hafsaka mu'etes pachos mikidei ligmar shloshtan lo yafsik ela kidei neshima. You need kidei neshima because Taisus agrees with his grandfather Rashi that a breath between the tkiyah and the trua is absolutely necessary. Kida amar b'shili Rosh Hashanah uskatem trua tkiyah b'fnei atzma or trua b'fnei atzma. So now, Moshe, now comes the problem. Now comes the problem. Namely, in the conclusion of the Gemara, who is Rav Kahana speaking about? Only Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav Kahana, one breath is demanded, nothing more beyond that breath. Now what will the Rabbanan hold? What did the Rabbanan hold?
You have as much time, the same shear they hold by all of the mitzvahs, like we just said.
Maybe, perhaps. Let's see what Tosfos says. Says Tosfos, Avol Rabbanan lo chayshinan imafsik tuva. But according to the Rabbanan, the way the Gemara seems to conclude, I really couldn't care less if I take a big pause between the tkiyah and the trua. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda will we say Rav Kahana is correct. V'hashta le'inyan tkios lo nafgalon midi le'Rabbi Yehuda b'plukta de'Rabbavov Rabbi Yochanan. Now, if that's the case, what will the Rabbanan be? Is Rabbanan, are the Rabbanan weighing in on the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, Rav Kahana's statement? Are the Rabbanan related to this at all? According to the Gemara's conclusion? No. Well, if the Rabbanan are not related, we really have no knowledge how much of a hafsaka the Rabbanan are willing to tolerate. We really don't know. So now he says, V'chi pligi alibi de Rabbanan ule inyan mili tuva bahalel ube megillu b'kriya shma b'tfila. Maybe he's saying the following. That if the Rabbanan allow huge gap between the tkiyah and trua, instead of what you just said, that we should impose the kidei shahal ligmaris kula upon the Rabbanan status, for tkiyah and trua, just the opposite. That once the Rabbanan allow a total breakdown of what? You can have as much time as you want between the tkiyah and the trua. What is that going to say about all other mitzvos? All other mitzvos. There's no such thing as a gap problem. Take 20 hours to read the Megillah. Take 20 hours to read the Halal. What do I care? So Tosis comes to the exact opposite conclusion. Namely, once I have rejected Rabbanan to be considered and modified by Rav Kahana, and I claim that exclusively Rav Yehuda is to be modified, I now come to the other extreme, that the Rabbanan are of the opinion that from the Tkiya to the Trua, there are no limitations whatsoever. Take as much as a pause as you like. I, the Gemara, by other mitzvahs, says Shah Kadei Ligmar is Kula. Well, the Rabbanan can disagree with that too. There is no such thing as Shah Kadei Ligmar is Kula.
Where does that come from?
Because he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan.
Where is the principle of Shah?
It's something which the Gemara says. It quotes it. It doesn't say it in a Mishnah anyplace. The Gemara says that. So just as Rabbi Yochanan will disagree by Tkiya Shofar, the Rabbanan here are supporting him. Supporting him. And it's not only halach and shofar, it could apply by all mitzvahs. As long as you eventually do the ma'aseh, I couldn't care less how long it takes you to do it, it's perfectly okay. No gap will ever disqualify different parts of a ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. So learns Tosis. You don't have to learn like Tosis. You could say that the difference between that Rabbi Yehuda, who adopts Rav Kahana, says, I only tolerate what? A breath. And the Chachamim say, I tolerate more than a breath. How much? Kedei Shalig Maris Kula. I could have said that. But Tosis chooses not to. Other Rishonim disagree with him. And say, no, you're going way too far. By the Gemara's rejection of the Rabbanan with Rav Kahana, you're taking it way too far. But that's how Tosfos decided to take it. That's how Tosfos decided to take it.
This is only in the world of mitzvahs, of the examples of it, like Megillah. Like when you mentioned Achila, Achila is a separate animal?
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody disagree that Achila is within Kizayis with Echilas Pras. I've never seen it. I don't think Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know. If he said, I ate a half a kezias at 8 at night and a half a kezias at 2 in the morning, I'm yoytzeh achilas. I don't know. I've never seen him say that. I don't know why achila might be different. I don't have a handle on that. Don't know. But there doesn't seem to be anybody who disagrees with that principle that kezias bechtei achilas pras is the criteria.
It's also, it's not only Amir Mitzvahs, we use the example of Lulav also according to the Baha.
Correct, 100%. So that is correct.
There's a limit to when you can say Bracha Achrona. A necessity.
That is correct. It has to be adjoined to the meal, right? So maybe my meals are different. That's correct. But here we're not talking about till when. Here we're talking about you start a Bracha Samazim within the 72 minutes, but it takes me 9 hours to bench. I recite. I ate my meal at 8 o'clock.
Yes, but by Achila, not because you have.
No, but I started the Birchas Hamazon within 72 minutes. Now we'll come out with debate. I said 8 o'clock in the morning. I ate breakfast at 8. 9 o'clock, I'm benching. I'm perfect in the right time. I said Azonas Hakol, and 3 hours later, I say Noida Lachan. 4 hours later, I say Rachim. No, is that considered benching? Don't know. Don't know. Long again, fight the Gemara. We invite the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mishnah had said, Erev Shabbos b'sochachag, Erev Shabbos b'sochachag, we blow 48. Erev Shabbos b'sochachag is 48. Oh, hold on a second, I'm sorry. I quoted that itself. I don't want to throw out a tree. I don't want to cut down a tree for nothing. Cut down a tree for nothing. Look at page 5. Our Mishnah here, the Gemara which we're about to start, says, Erev Shabbos Shebesochachag, you now have 48. 48. Very nice. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos that says, Gemara in Shabbos says, that which offers another opinion to the number of blowings that we sounded, that we had in the Mishnah on Erev Shabbos. We had two sets of blowings, or three sets of blowings according to the Rambam. Namely, three to get the people on the fields to start coming in. Three for what? To let you know you should be bothered Tosef Shabbos. And then three more what? The Shabbat is here. That's it. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos actually says that there might have been a tenth. Another single blast to take off your tefillin. Take off your tefillin. Why do I need a blast to take off your tefillin? Because you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch quotes this and what relationship will have this. Because many Achroinim quote our Gemara here, which you're about to read, to prove a halacha about tefillin on Chol HaShomoed. Says the Mechaber, Simin Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Osor L'Honiach Tefillin, B'nei Shehim Atzmam Os. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to read, to wear tefillin, because Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves are considered Os, a sign of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im Manichem Behem Os, if you're going to put on another Os, HaYezilzel L'Os Shalohem. That would be ridiculing and saying, this Os is not enough. Not enough. The Os of Yom Tov or Shabbos is not enough. I have to add the tefillin in order to highlight my symbolic relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch.
This is Gemara being quoted, right?
This is Gemara, yeah. 100%. Sif Beis. Sif Beis. It's Gemara and Erevin on Daf Tzadik Zion. How do I know? Magen Avraham says so. I didn't look. Says the Becholo Shomoed Gam Kane Osur Lohaniach Tfilin Mitam Hazer. On Chol HaMoed, you are not allowed to wear tefillin based on this reason. She Yemei Chol HaShomoed Heim Gamos, Gam Heimos. Because tefillin Chol HaShomoed is also an os, it's part of the Yantiv. All Yantiv is considered an os, Beiniu, Bein Bnei Yisrael. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Shomrim. Shechol Shomoid Chayiv B'Tfilin. V'chein Noagin B'chol Galilus Eilu. All over Europe, says the Ramah, we wear Tfilin. Right? Lahanicham B'Moed. Ulevarech Aleihem. And to recite the Bracha. Ela She'ein Mivarchen Aleihem B'Kol Ram. B'Beit HaKnesset. But you don't make a Bracha B'Kol Ram. Now, why not? Why not? Because even the Ramah is somewhat sensitive to the fact that it's Chol HaShomoed. So to slap Chol HaShomoed in the face and make it a brahma, and the Magen Avraham says, even the Ramah would say, just wear them in shul to daven, but then take them off before you go home. Don't wear them in the street. Fine. Fine. Now, if this is actually true, and you combine the Gemara and Shabbos, I apologize why I didn't focus that the Gemara Lamed Hayom Beis, which says he's supposed to blow in order to what? Signal, take off your tefillin on Erev Shabbos. What would have happened on Erev Sukkot Shabbosocha Chag?
Erev Sukkot Shabbosocha.
Erev Shabbos Shabbosel Chachag. It's Chol HaMoed. What should happen? There'd be another sounding of the shofar. The mere fact that the Mishnah does not record the sounding of that shofar, as according to the Gemara, it says in Shabbos, then on Erev Shabbos, you what? You blow. The fact here is that the Gemara does not mention it. So therefore, what's the impression? They weren't wearing tefillin. That's why you didn't have to blow it. What?
You take it off after.
Okay, maybe.
We're talking about from Chol HaMoed to second day's Yantiv?
Or Chol HaMoed to Shabbos. It's talking about Erev Shabbos Shabbosocha Chag. So some Achroinim quote this Gemara to say, if you had to wear tefillin, why wasn't they blowing this tekiah? Why blow this tekiah? Gemara should have mentioned it, as the Gemara in Shabbos does. Apparently, you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaShomoed, of course. How many people don't wear tefillin on Chol HaShomoed here? It's amazing how many people in the shul do. I would say at least maybe 50, maybe more than most people in the shul wear tefillin on Chol HaShomoed.
Where the Chassidim get it from?
Chassidim. It's not only Chassidim. The Goyim did not wear tefillin. The Goyim did not wear tefillin. Reb Chaim never wore tefillin. One of the few times that the Goyim and the Chassidim shook hands. They don't wear tefillin.
Yeah. Because the character of the day is we treat most
correct.
People like holes, so.
Correct. If you'll be, I'm sure you've been in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh once for you don't wear in shul ever. You put it on in your hotel room or in your house. Yeah. Just put it on. But you do not wear, because Minhag Yerushalayim is like the grub, and nobody wears tefillin in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh and Chol HaMoed. Nobody. Not yeshivas, you guys, not chassidus, you guys, nothing. Nothing. What is that?
All Israel.
I'm not sure. I don't know about all of Israel. I know that I'm maybe all of Israel, but I'm so, I know for a fact Yerushalayim. Where else would you be in Israel if not Yerushalayim? Right? All right, we'll stop here. Continue next to Bach.
Where did that thing get it from?
The source is that it's like the Mechaber. The Mechaber said don't be there. So they just adopted the Mechaber instead of the Ramah.